Right now, we do have a special guest that we have invited into the studios. It is Lisa Percy, the project coordinator for the Northfield Community Action Center, the CAC. Lisa, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
We're talking Christmas. We're still 2 weeks away from Halloween, but
right?
It is not too early to start preparing for Christmas. If you're in your position, we're going to talk about Project Joy in just a moment or so, or Operation Joy. Let's get a little background on you. Is this your first time running Operation Joy? What's your background?
Yeah, this is my second year coordinating Operation Joy. I've been with the program in a volunteer capacity for probably the last 10 years. And it's just been a program that I've really loved and enjoyed participating with. And last year they were in need of a coordinator, so I stepped into that role.
So you are now actually an employee then of the CAC.
I am, yes.
All right. Well, let's talk about Operation Joy. Last year, it looked a lot different than the project Operation Joy that we have seen in the past due to all the restrictions with COVID-19 and such. Having gone through that, this year, maybe a little bit different, somewhere in between those two. Would that be correct to say?
Yeah, we hope to be in person, right? Like the rest of the world, getting to have these opportunities to be in person again is a great thing. Operation Joy has been a part of our community for over 50 years. And so last year, we didn't want to lose that year. And so, yeah, we had to shift things a little bit. But we anticipate being in person this year so families can come in and make some choices, but we'll be doing gift cards the same as we did last year.
That making that call, that decision to do to the gift cards as opposed to the donations, which I normally do, I'm sure that was something that was thought about long and hard. Tell us about that.
It was. As you know, we all enjoy going out and buying gifts and sharing them. But we realized with COVID, there are some positive things to come out of COVID. And we realized that families, just like all of us, we love to see the joy on a child's face, a family friend's face, when they open a gift that we have personally selected for them. And that was an important part of that experience as well. We had a lot of teenagers who were part of this program, and a lot of toys and things didn't fit their age group. And so we just wanted to kind of level things for everyone and make it an equitable opportunity, and gift cards kind of fills that in a lot of ways.
All right. Well, the gift cards, are they just good for anywhere, or
so
do you have
year,
that
yeah.
settled yet? Or?
Last year we chose Target as the main gift, and in addition to that, we also did Chamber Bucks to the community, so we had some support there. Jessica at Content Bookstore, she coordinated with her customers, and they put together a lovely opportunity to give gift cards for Content so every child could get a book. Mm-hmm. And we also did gift cards to either a grocery store or a gas station, and a box of food last year, in addition to our pajamas and quilts, which are really kind of the special part of the community gift.
Now, will that part continue on? Or?
It will. The supporters of those two groups have already made over 900 pairs of pajamas. We had over 900 kids last year as part of the program. And those pajamas have already been made, and they're starting to make pajamas for next year already.
Wow.
It's always a really special part of the gift giving. It's, you know, brings that whole community sharing aspect of things. And each family also gets a quilt. And so, yeah, there's a lot of organizations in town that have been making those as well. Girl Scouts, church groups, various businesses in town get their employees together. And so, yeah, we'll have over 350 quilts hopefully this year, too.
And that kind of leads me into another thing is that through the years, and you mentioned this is kind of how you started out volunteering. Boy, Operation Joy brings volunteers, I want to say more than any other event, but boy, the amount of volunteers that they have and people from different walks of life, that's pretty amazing. They all come out for Christmas.
It is, yeah. Probably second to our Defeat of Jesse James days, right? I mean, it's really a community event that everyone, you know, finds throughout the whole year, you know, because these sewing pajamas and quilts, that happens all year long. And so it's not just about that one single day event. But yeah, we have so many people in the community participate in some way.
We're on October the 18th, almost 2 weeks away from Halloween. Where are you at in the process now? What do you need? And what do you need from your volunteers? What would you like from the community? Is it time to give? Is it time to volunteer? What do you need?
Yeah, like you said, it's hard to start thinking about the holidays so far out. But we would love to start receiving donations. We are accepting those now. You can go to our website. You can mail them in or make an online gift. We are also registering people if people are interested in registering. If you are part of the Northfield School District, ages 18 and under, children in the household, we welcome registrations now as well. We're looking for sponsorships from businesses. We'd like to have those actually by the end of this week, beginning of next. And yeah, we just, you know, it's a big process to, it's early, our event is Wednesday, December 8th. So that's coming up really quickly, and we need to order gift cards several weeks in advance to have those available for our families.
Yeah, that's especially this year. You never know when things are going to get here if you order them for Christmas. So
yes,
you want to give yourself plenty of time for that. So that they can make the donations and do everything just online from your website?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And we would, you know, appreciate the monetary donation. We would certainly accept gift cards as well. But the monetary donations help us to, you know, purchase gift cards at the same amount for every child from the same location, so everyone receives the same gifts.
All right. What else do we need to know about Operation Joy or anything else the CAC may be doing while we have you here, Lisa?
It's been an amazing year of expansion at the CAC. A lot of things are happening. The NCEC has opened up at the Old Greenvale location. We have the expansion in Faribault. Things are really happening across the whole area of the CAC. We're hoping to meet the needs of all of our families in the community.
Yeah, you've seen that need. I know last year it had spiked considerably with COVID outbreak and such, and I would imagine it hasn't really subsided any at all this year.
No, you know, we saw our numbers increase three times during COVID, and we've also expanded in terms of our staff to help all those people in the community. And yeah, there's still definitely a need for assisting them.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated. We wish you the best of luck. Operation Joy, one of the great things that Northfielders do for each other all year long. So we wish you the best.
We really appreciate the community support. It's a great event.
Lisa Percy, once again, project coordinator for the Northfield CAC, the Community Action Center. Operation Joy, you can go to their website and make a donation. There you have it.